Continuing the topic of Mitzvahs Lav Leinos Nitnu, and we discussed yesterday the general machlokas we showed him about whether or not the person, when getting hanas guf, whether that will still be in play, meaning you could go ahead in the mitzvah, do the mitzvah, because the hanas mitzvah is doche the hanas guf, or no, we said that only the only when there's no hanas guf can you go ahead with the mitzvah, but when there is hanas guf, then we would not apply Mitzvahs Lav Leinos Nitnu, there would be hana, and it would be us to go ahead and perform the mitzvah in these particular cases of Moder Hana. So there is an interesting Baal Mor, which all the Rishonim Achronim talk a lot about. We're going to just touch upon one aspect of it. Those who want to look further, the Harei Kedem has a very nice shtickel on this Baal Mor. But we're going to just focus on, again, one particular area. So the Baal Mor is Mechadesh, that this Indian of Moder Hana, Mechavero, that you're mutter to go ahead and blow the shofar because mitzvah slav, the Hanas Nitnu, he says this is only true of the shofar Rosh Hashanah, that the mitzvasa of blowing the shofar is a din deraisa. That much everybody agrees to. But he says this would be different than chatzotzros on tainis, blowing the trumpets, which are only a din derabanan. So he's mechalik between a deraisa and a derabanan, that we only say a mitzvah deraisa is doche the hana that's at play, but a mitzvah derabanan is not doche the hana. And if you were to be mo de hana from a person who blows chatzotzros, you could not hear from him the chatotos, because that would only be a mitzvah midirban. So that's the chiddush of the Baal Mor. So the Ran immediately says he doesn't understand this Baal Mor because it itself is a stira, because he says, what about Rosh Hashanah itself? You could say that apt kiyas Rosh Hashanah, which can mean two things, either the second day Rosh Hashanah, or on the first day Rosh Hashanah, there's Me'umar and Yushav, there are 100 tkiyos we blow all day long, but not all of them are deraisa. So all the additional tkios are derabanan, and the entire second day is derabanan. So how is he michal? Why is he only michalik between shofar and chatotos? You should be michalik even within the world of shofar, and therefore he argues and says, no. Nonetheless, there still is a mitzvah in performing a mitzvah derabanan, and the Ran thinks the mitzvahs lav lehenos nitnu would apply equally to dinei derabanan. So that's the machlokas. So what exactly is behind the shita of the Baal Mor, and what's the machlokas Baal Mor in the Ran, whether or not you would apply Mitzvahs Lav Leinos Nitnu to the Rabbanan or not? So one answer, just give it an interesting answer, but we're going to focus really on the second answer. But the first answer is found in the Shulos Sholem Eshev, and he explains that we have to understand the nature of Mitzvahs Lav Leinos Nitnu. That Mitzvahs Lav Leinos Nitnu is an Indian of, as Rashi says, that there's a certain ol when you do, you fulfill a mitzvah, there's a certain burden, obligation, responsibility that you feel, and you're not doing because you want to, because you enjoy, because that's my responsibility. So there's no hana involved in that. But he says that's only true when performing a mitzvah deraisa. And he goes on to say that he compares it to being ones. A person's ones, a person is force-fed, you don't say a bracha, that's not hana. You stick a pizza down your child's throat, that's not hana. He didn't enjoy it. Maybe it's food that anyone else enjoyed, but that moment he did not enjoy being forced, and therefore that's kind of called hana. So too, when a person has to, we have no choice. We have to do mitzvahs. We're forced into doing mitzvahs. Now, obviously, one's a physical being forced to be fed, and one's a spiritual obligation of ones, but that spiritual obligation, that responsibility, will dictate that the hana we get is not called hana. So that's only true when there's a mitzvah deraisa, that ol, that burden is very strong. But when it comes to a mitzvah midrabanan, he says, that is not, so deraisa, a mitzvah deraisa, that ol is able to be doche, the iser midrabanan of getting hana from whatever hana we're talking about. He talks about it, shalok derech achila, shalok derech hana. So he says that hana would only be an iser midrabanan. So the mitzvah deraisa, fulfilling the mitzvah shofar, would be docha, the iser midrabanan of getting hana in this roundabout way, because it's shaloka der hana. I don't want the hana. I'm looking for the mitzvah. So mitzvah deraisa is docha, the iser midrabanan. But if the performance of a mitzvah is only a mitzvah midrabanan, such as chatzotzrots, so then he says that derabanan mitzvah cannot, it's not strong enough, the magnitude is not severe enough to push off the Isser Midrabanan, and then the result is a person should not go ahead with the Mitzvah Midrabanan up against the Isser Midrabanan of Hana. So that's his chiluk. Interesting approach.
Rabbi, why don't we say Ase Dovelos Ase by Midrabanan? Mitzvah Midrabanan,
It's a very fair question. It's a discussion ever, whether we apply that at all by Dirabanans. I don't remember the sugyo offhand, but I seem to recall a Tosos in Brachos Daf Chafam Beis on the top there. He does talk about this, I believe. It makes mention of this. So it's part of a larger discussion. So that would be a certainly relevant angle to look at. But the focus we're going to hone in on is really how we understand the Rabbanan's deraisa. I should mention at the end of the Tshuvos Shalom Eishiv, he does say that the Ran seems to agree with the Baal Mor in general that the Rabbanan's would not be Docha the Hana. But here he says this is a different type of Rabbanan. The Rabbanan of Shofar is different because since the Rabbanan of Shofar on the second day or the Rabbanan on the first day of the extra Tekios, that's lumped together with the deraisas. You view it as a unit. And therefore, since it's as a unit, if you start being mizalzel in the derabanans relative to the deraisas, so now even the deraisas are going to be minimized. But it sounds like if a regular standalone derabanan, then maybe the Ram would agree to the sheet of the Baal Mor. It's just the derabanan in the context of a deraisa that he says is din. That's the chiddush of Tshuvos Shalom Eishiv. I don't think that's the simple understanding. I think most Acharim understand. The Ram thinks all Dirabanans, you would say, mitzvahs lav, denos nidnu. I don't think it's unique to just say Dirabanan in the context of deraisa, but it's interesting nonetheless. Tshuvos Shalom Eishiv oftentimes has interesting svaras. I don't think we oftentimes pasken like him. I believe this is the safer that Rasha Weiss says he never ever holds of a Tshuvos Shalom Eishiv. He doesn't ever pasken like one. And I think the reason is because I think at the end of every tshuva, again, I could be mixing with a different tshuva, but I think it's this one. I think at the end of every tshuva he writes, don't pasken based on what I wrote. So Rav Asher Weiss doesn't. So there's always interesting svaras. You have certain svaram which are chidushim, which are not meant to be a svaram to pasken based. Now it is a tshuva sefer, but nonetheless it's an interesting approach. But we're going to take a different angle, which is the Shai Yosha. So the Shai Yosha writes that this discussion, he believes, is really dependent on how you view the Rabbanans in general. That's really what's going on here. Not about the Rabbanans, their Isas, Doche, this one, that one, with the Hanas, Shlok, their Hana. Very straightforward, how you view the Rabbanans versus their Isas. So this gets into a general topic. Whenever you come to a Din, the Rabbanan, it's always worthwhile to go down this route. And that's what he says as follows. When a person, the Shai Yosha writes, when you do a mitzvah deraisa, so the mitzvah to do the etzem maisa, you have to do because we're an eved who's serving a master, and then that's the only value, just doing what we're told to do. But a mitzvah derabanan, he says, it's not a mitzvah that Hashem commands us to do. It's not a maisa mitzvah. It's a general mitzvah of listening to the chachamim. It says in the pasuk Lo Sasser. Lo Sasser, you must pay attention, not ignore, you cannot ignore the words of the Chachamim. So the actual mitzvah that I'm fulfilling, the mitzvah derbanan, the gzeir derbanan, all of these is just a general concept of listening to Chachamim. It's not a maisa mitzvah, it's not a chefza shel mitzvah. It's just a general concept of listening to Chachamim. And therefore, he says, the maisa that I'm doing can still be defined as hana. I mean, when I'm shaking lulav, blowing shofar, which is deraisa, that maisa can only be defined as a mitzvah deraisa. I cannot also define it as hana. It's impossible. But when I'm doing a maisa that Chacham said I should do, the Chacham are not defining my maisa. They're saying, listen to us. So the maisa I'm doing is a way of accomplishing the goal of listening to them, but they're not changing my maisa. The maisa that I'm doing is blowing chatzotzos. That's still blowing chatzotzos. That's not a mitzvah. Now, when I blow the trumpets, I'm listening to Chachamim. But they're not changing the Maisa. They're not making the Maisa into a Maisa mitzvah. So the Maisa is still defined as whatever I'm doing. I'm playing an instrument. I'm getting Hana from the instrument. It's just the result in what I've accomplished is, oh, I listened to what they told me to do. So that's the Chiddush of the Shai Yosha, how he understands the Baal Mor. That the Baal Mor again thinks that the mitzvah of Chachamim, mitzvah of Derbanan, is simply listening to Chachamim, but they're not changing the Maisa mitzvah. It's not a Maisa mitzvah of Derbanan. It's not a Chepsa Shel mitzvah. And the Ran would argue, and the Ran would say no. Whenever Chachamim create a mitzvah, they're not just saying, listen to what we're saying, they're actually creating a Maisa mitzvah. They're creating, there's a mitzvah now of Chatzotos and Tainis. That's a Maisa mitzvah now. Now we discussed a couple weeks ago, when we discussed about Kadosh Baruch Hu keeping the mitzvahs, we quoted Rav Tzadok that said, why does a Kadosh Baruch Hu keep mitzvahs? Because the way you create a mitzvah, how do you create the world? Hashem spoke. Bereishis Bara Elokim, He created a world. Or He created light. So how do you create mitzvahs? So the Rav Tzadok says, by a Kadosh Baruch Hu performing mitzvahs, by Him wearing tefillin, He now created the concept of a mitzvah. So Chacham also create mitzvahs. Ner Chanukah, Purim, they created a Chafsa Shel mitzvah. Not there's just a general thing, listen to Chachamim, and whenever you do something, that's called listening to Chachamim. No, they actually create a Chafsa Shel mitzvah. So now Chatzotos, blowing Chatzotos on Tainus, is a Maisa mitzvah, and the Ram would say, if it's a Maisa mitzvah, I cannot acknowledge it to be any Hana in this Maisa mitzvah. So the Machlokas is, according to Shar Yosher, is as follows. When Chachamim create a mitzvah, is it simply Lishmo Chachamim? But it's not a Maisa mitzvah. The actual prat of the mitzvah is not a Maisa of a mitzvah. It's really whatever I'm doing. Or they actually change my Maisa into a Maisa mitzvah now. And once they change it into a Maisa mitzvah, I cannot also acknowledge there being Hana, just like I can't acknowledge Hana when I'm doing a mitzvah deraisa. Everyone hear that? So we'll go through, if you didn't see ahead, we'll go through Rav Chanan. This is a very famous Rav Chanan. He talks about this concept. He doesn't apply it to this particular Machlokas, Baal Mor and the Ran, but I think it flows in, I think that's what the Shah Yosh is trying to get at. So just, I thought, because we saw this yesterday, it's just a nice application, whether or not Mrs. Lav Lehenos Nitnu applies to their abundance or not, that's based on what we saw yesterday in the Ran, with the Pesach Tshuva, with respect to Neres Chanukah. We spoke yesterday, Basar B'chalav, whether you use oil that's been cooked with fleishiks, so it's Basar B'chalav now. And the Pesach Tshuva said that you can, in theory, use it for Ner Chanukah because the Hana, we could ignore the Hana, Mitzvah Lav Lehanas Nitnu, but you need a shear. And that's the only reason why he said you can't use Basar B'chalav because you need a shear. But Lagabe the Hana, he said, Ner Chanukah, you can use it Lagabe Hana because Mitzvah Lav Lehanas Nitnu. So what's he assuming in Pesach Tshuva? That clearly, it does apply to Mrs. Dirbanan, just like the Ran said, which would seemingly oftentimes the Baal Mor, also in terms of like talking about Chidushim, the Baal Mor, rarely do we pass like the Baal Mor. He's oftentimes having a Chidush, which is just nice for Lamdus, but Lalacha, we assume Mitzvah Lav Lehenos Nitnu does apply to Mrs. Dirbanan, such as Ner Chanukah.
Could it be that it's only necessary case by Ner Chanukah, because there's such a Halacha by Ner Chanukah you can't get Hana from that, but not all other Mitzvah Dirbanan?
That if that's the case, So that could be interesting. So let's take this route. I think it's a very good approach. That maybe specifically by Ner Chanukah, the Gemara tells us you can't get Hana from. So maybe there, where there's an Isar Hana, do you say? Right. Right. It could be. The way it's presented here, it doesn't sound like that, but maybe if you look at the Tshuva, he may take that approach. But I think it's a very fair point. Let me make now, once we're making Chilukim between Ner Chanukah and other things, let's make another Chiluk of Ner Chanukah. Completely off topic, but it's, I guess, related. So, there is I think Ethan asked me about Ner Chanukah being a Derbanan Deraisa. So it's a Derbanan because it came later on in history. It's not in Chumash, it's not in Nevi'im, as opposed to Megillas Esther, which although it's later, it's Divrei Kabbalah. So it's a higher level of a Derbanan. But there is a strong reason to say Ner Chanukah is also Deraisa. Perhaps Ethan was coming from this angle. The first Shorish of the Rambam in his Sefer Mitzvah, Shorish Aleph, he quotes the Bahag, and he says, we don't count Mitzvahs as Derbanan. Tariq mitzvahs are 613 mitzvahs that are in the Torah. The Baha'i counts Neres Chanukah. He said, I don't know why. It's a mitzvah derbanan. So where in the world does the Baha'i get away with counting Neres Chanukah as one of the 613 mitzvahs? So one approach could be, okay, we're going to do a couple of tangents here, I guess, now. So one approach is as follows. That maybe, in a Hanami, the Baha'i counts Tariq mitzvahs as derbanan. Derbanans can't be Tariq mitzvahs. Why? So, just because it's related to Rosh Hashanah, and there's a well-known ritva, and I think Daf Tezvav or Tezayin about Esmachtas. Gemara says it's not a drush, it's an Esmachta Ba'alma. What's an Esmachta? So Esmachta, according to the Rambam, is it's a remes. It's no real drush. The Chacham created a din, and by someone remind me to get back on track, okay? So the Chacham created a din, and they said, okay, there's a remes in the Torah that the Torah doesn't really mean this, but it's a remes to whatever we're talking about. The ritva Rosh Hashanah says no. An Esmachta was actually embedded in the Torah for Chacham to discover. It was meant to be there. So they mechadish a din, a takana, a gzera, And they found the remez. That wasn't just the remez. That was actually the hashgacha pratis. That was what Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted Chacham to discover. So, according to that, even dinei derabanan are embedded in the Torah. I'll say one step further. That we know there are 613 mitzvahs in the Torah. How many mitzvahs derabanan are there? Seven. There's seven derabanans. There are many, many more gzeirot, but there's seven derabanans. That totals 620. Okay, 620 is the same gematria as keser. Exactly. So we're not going to get into keser right now. It's a different shir we could give that. We give a Monday night Sifsei Chayin shir about keser. But keser is also saying gematria as the amount of letters that are found in the Luchos, this week's Parsha. 620 letters. So there is an idea that that's a remez to the 620 mitzvahs, even the seven mitzvahs derabanan, indicating that even the derabanans are embedded in the deraisas. So there's more to say on this topic, but the fact that Rabbi Kiva, we'll forget it. So anyways, so we see here from here that that Bahag, maybe in Echanam, he counted derabanans. He knew Ner Chanukah was derabanan, that's why he counted it. Another approach would be that Ner Chanukah is actually deraisa. Why would it be deraisa? Anyone know? So there is a Rambam, the Gemara in Pesachim Dav Zayin talks about how to say brachas lahalik, al, netilas, lintol, litol. Is it li or is it al? And the Rambam has a certain yesod how to say li, how to say al. And then the Rabbi picks up on something he says when it comes to lahalik ner shachanaka, based on the Rambam's svara, it should really be al halakas ner chanaka, not lahalik ner shachanaka. So Rabbi suggests maybe it's because the ner chanaka is modeled after the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, and they would say lahalik ner of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, show to ner Chanukah. So there are a lot of svaras to say, even the Baal Mor actually in Shabbos talks about how the Isra Hanah is of ner Chanukah is modeled after the Isra Hanah of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. So there are many indicators that ner Chanukah was really a very strong kein deraisa. It wasn't just stam derabanan. It was like mamish, like a replica of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, and could take on a din deraisa. And that's why the Baha'i counted as one of the 630 mitzvahs. So why do we say that? Because Shua is suggesting that maybe Ner Chanukah is different. Legabe, this is Isra Hanah. I'm saying maybe it's different because maybe it's a type of deraisa. But maybe just a regular derabanan, maybe in Echanami we should say we would not apply mitzvah lav lehas nidnu. So let's get back now to the Shai Yosher. Shai Yosher presents this hakira about the nature of a din derabanan. So where does it begin from? Whether it applies, whether the derabanan creates a chetusha mitzvah, or just a general requirement of listening to Chacham, whatever they say. So there's an important machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban about whether lo sasur applies to only Chachamim, dinei Chachamim, that they use drushes, the 13 midos shetot in the drushes, ma'am. The Rambam says that lo sasur, the requirement to listen to Chachamim, applies equally to that which they make drushes from the midos haTorah, or if it's one of the things they made to make a siyag the Torah, a fence around the Torah, or a gzera, or a takana, or a minag, everything's included under the rubric of lo sasur. Anything that they say. And the Ramban says not true. Lo sasur only applies to when Chachamim use one of the 30 midos shetor nedreshes bem. If they create their own gzera, their own minag, they're not using the Torah shebichsav as any source, that's not lo sasur. So Rav Chanan tries to figure out how the Ramban would know then, you have to listen if the Chacham say that's a minhag, it's a gzera, what's the source to listen to them? But in terms of lo sasur, the mitzvah lo sasur only applies to the drashas made for the Yud Gimel Midos, Shehator Nedreshes Behem, according to the Ramban. Now, there's a very important afkamina here about whether lo sasur applies to all derabanans or only those through the drashas of the Yud Gimel Midos. That nafkamina is a zaken mamre. A zaken mamre, for those who don't know or haven't learned it yet, to pasuk in Parsha Shoftim, it's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, that if you have the member of the Sanhedrin who goes against every other member of the Sanhedrin, they all say mutter and he says asr, or they all say asr and he says mutter, and he goes against them and he keeps fighting and keeps fighting and goes all the way up to the top and says, I'm not giving up, we would kill such a person. He's called a zaken mamre. Now the Gemara talks about which dinamik doesn't, he has to argue in some type of halacha that's related to kares, all these criteria. So the Rambam says, not only if he argues on a din kares like chametz, But even if he argues on a derabbanan gzeira of chametz, that's also in violation of Zaki Mamre. So the example they speak of, that if a person marries a woman, performs kedushin on the sixth hour of Erev Pesach, of using chametz. Chametz is only aser from the seventh hour. But he argued, he used it already the sixth hour, there's an Isser Medrabanan. So he uses the Isser Medrabanan chametz to get married. So then that would not be a good kedushin. And if a Zaki Mamre argues on that din derabanan, that Zaki Mamre is chayv misa. Why is he chayv misa? It's only a din derabanan he's arguing on. The Zaki Mamre only applies to a din deraisa. Because the Rambam understands that Lo Sasser extends itself to all related derabanans as well. The Ramban says no. It's not true. He thinks it would only apply, the Zaki Mamre would only apply to arguing on a deraisa or a derabanan extension using the Yud Gimel Midos Shator and Dejashin Behem. But if there's another type of gzeira, another type of minhag, so then the Ramban said that would not create a Zaki Mamre. So that's a very important afkamina, whether Zaki Mamre would be a result of arguing on one of these drashas that's outside the world of Yud Gimel Midos Shator and Dejashin Behem. So after Rav Chanan explains his whole machlokas, he says further, that for the Rambam he holds that Lo Sasser applies to all types of derabanans, the Torah, the Yud Gimel Midos, the Torah Nejeshabem, and to Minhagim, and Gezerus, and Tekanas, all that. He takes one step further and says the Rambam doesn't only hold that there's an Isser Lo Sasser of the generally listening to Chachamim, but there's an Isser Mitzad Atzma. The Rambam thinks you create a Chefza Shel Mitzvah. When Chachamim say, keep Ner Chanukah, keep Purim, keep the Gzeir of Chametz, the sixth hour, all that becomes a Chefza Shel Mitzvah, a Chefza Shel Isser, a Maisa Aveir, a Maisa Mitzvah, that created something very specific, a Prat. It's a general question of Klal Prat. We have these Chakiras, if it's a Klali, Mitzvah Klali, or a Mitzvah Prati. Just for another example, Lifnei Iver. Lifnei Iver is another machlok between the Ran, and there's a Rebbe Eger about this. When a person, let's say, does Lifnei Iver, you give a nazir some wine. It's Lifnei Iver. You can't have wine. You hand him some wine. He couldn't have had it otherwise if you hadn't given it to him. That's Lifnei Iver. So is Lifnei Iver an Isser, just a general Isser of Lifnei Iver? Or does it define itself based on the context that when I give a nazir wine, I am in violation of Isser Naziris, of a nazir drinking wine, because I helped him in this Isser? So that's the prat approach, or is it clearly a general Lifnei Iver? Whether I'm giving chametz to a person on Pesach, or I'm giving wine to another, it's always lifnei iver. Or does it become defined by the context? No, it's an isser chametz. It's an isser of nazir. So here as well, when the chum say, listen to them, lo sasser, when I perform the mitzvah of Chanukah, the mitzvah of Megillah, the mitzvah of whatever the gzera is it a mitzvah of lo sasser? Or is it a mitzvah of Ner Chanukah? Is it a mitzvah of Purim? Is it a mitzvah of chametz, an isser of chametz? How general is it? How defined? And that's the hakir that Rav Chanan says based on this. And I believe this is the same exact hakir that the Shayosha says is the machlokas between the Baal Mor and the Ran. The Baal Mor says the mitzvah chatzotros is just a general mitzvah of lo sasser. And it's not a maisa mitzvah, it's not a chetzah shel mitzvah. But the Ran says no. Once they said you have to blow chatzotros on tainus, that becomes a chetzah shel mitzvah. That becomes a maisa mitzvah, just like any other mitzvah deraisa. So there are a few interesting nafkaminas related to this point here. I'll just share with you, again, it's very kedai. This is a very big shas topic. It's a kedai, if you didn't see the Rav Chanan, it's kedai to look at the Rambam, Ramban, and the Rav Chanan to see how he says this out, because this is a yusov that comes up like every other daf and shas. So just three quick nafkaminas, whether or not you say it's an isser, Klali or Nisar Prati. And again, the Rambam says it's Nisar Prati, and therefore it makes Derabanans more like Deraisas. So one of the big kashas the Ramban has on the Rambam, because the Rambam pretty much treats every Derabanan like a Deraisa. Every Derabanan. It's like a Deraisa, and therefore it creates Zakin Mamre. So then we have a Klal in Halacha Safek, Deraisa Lachumra, and Tzavek Derabanan Lekula. If every Derabanan is really a Deraisa for the Rambam, so it should be Tzavek Derabanan is also Lachumra. That's the big question. So there are two answers. Now the Ramban himself asks this question and makes a suggestion. Anyone see what the Ramban's suggestion is for why the Rambam would say Safek Derabanan Lekula? The Tanai, exactly. They made a Tanai when Chachamim created the Derabanan to be like a Deraisa, they built in a Tanai that Safek will be Lekula. That's the approach of the Ramban. He makes this fleeting suggestion. The Shef Shmaitza says differently. He says the Rambam is Lishitasa. When it comes to Safek, this is another important klal. Those learning Yerdeya would appreciate this. Safek deraisa l'chumra, that din that we have to pass in l'chumra, is that Safek deraisa l'chumra, is it that din itself a deraisa requirement, or is that a derabana requirement? Right, the fact that we say whenever there's a Safek deraisa, we go l'chumra. Who tells us to go to l'chumra? Is the Torah telling us to be l'chumra, or is it derabana? Does anyone know what we say, other than just saying it's a machlokes? Who says what? What does the Rajba say? Deraisa. Rajba says deraisa. When we say sabik deraisa l'chumra, the fact we have to go l'chumra, the Rajba said that's a din deraisa. We have to follow l'chumra, the Torah tells us to. Achei rabin lahatos, it tells us to follow the rov. There's also the Torah tells us we have to follow l'chumra when a suffix, case of a suffix. The Rambam has a unique shita that when we say sabik deraisa l'chumra, that's a din derabanan. On a Torah level, when you're presented with a safek deraisa, you actually can go lakula. It's the chachamim that said safek deraisa l'chumra. So says the Shef Shmaitza, once we know that the baseline is safek deraisa is really lakula, so certainly safek deraisa is also lakula. When chacham came along and said safek deraisa l'chumra, they only said l'chumra l'gabe safek deraisas, but they never plugged it in to safek derabanan. It's a different angle than what Benji suggested from the Ramban. It's a little tricky. If you haven't seen this stuff, it gets a little tricky. So I'm sorry if we lost some of you guys. But this is a very big Shas topic. It's kedai to look through. I'm telling you to look through because these are going to help you in sugyas you're going to see in the future.
The first approach was that they built the actual din derabanan that you apply some, like, it was put into the din derabanan versus now it's built into the derabanan of Safek derabanan of the chumra.
One is it never got there. When they plugged in Safek deraisa l'chumra, they never plugged it into the derabanan.
This is the point of the actual derabanan we're talking about.
Exactly. Okay, let's do two more quick ones, which I think are a little bit more digestible. There's a klal we have in halacha. When it comes to a person performing a mitzvah aseh, a person should not spend more money than a chomesh. You don't spend more than a fifth. You can't spend your money. If you spend so much money in mitzvahs, you're gonna be broke. When it comes to avoiding a low saseh, however, you spend all the money in the world. You can't, Shabbos, I'm going to lose some money, so I'm going to lose 50% of my business, I'll work on Shabbos. It doesn't work that way. There's no playing games with a low saseh. All the money in the world to violate any low saseh, whatever that low saseh is, avodah zara, Shabbos, Ritzicha, Gneva, you have to spend all the money in the world to prevent a low saseh. What if that low saseh is an isser midrabanan? How much do you have to spend to avoid violating an isser midrabanan? So the Prima Gadim suggests that perhaps according to the Rambam, whose understanding of Lo Sasser is almost like any other deraisa, he thought maybe you should have to spend all the money in the world also as you would have to stop from a regular Lo Sasser deraisa. And one last nafkamina is as follows. It's an interesting ha'ara made by the Maritz Chiyas. There's a Gemara in Shabbos Dav Mem which tells us that a person who violates their derabanan, the Gemara there in Shabbos is talking about taking a hot bath on Shabbos, even with water that was boiled from before Shabbos. So we had a gzeirah, chamid gzeirah, not to go in the bathhouse because we were concerned that the bath attendants would start firing up the fire and then boiling the water. So we can't do that on Shabbos. And the Rava says there, one who violates a derabanan, shari lemikrele avarna. You could call him an avarian. Call him a violator in Avera. Even though it's only Derbanan, he's still worthy of being called that, Lashon Avarian. So Maritz Chiyas wonders why the Rambam doesn't bring this lahalach at all. He doesn't bring the din of a person who violates a Derbanan, you could call him an Avarian. Why not? The Gemara clearly says it. So the Maritz Chiyas suggests that maybe because the Rambam thinks every time you violate any type of Derbanan is really a violation of a low sasser deraisa, so this doesn't, it's not irrelevant. There's no concept of being over on a Derbanan. Because over derabanan is really over on a deraisa every single time, And therefore, you're bechlal an avarian of a deraisa, no need to have a separate statement of being an avarian or an edin derabanan. Because again, every derabanan for the Rambam becomes a deraisa and becomes a chefsa shel mitzvah. So again, this is the understanding of the Shayosha, what exactly is the nekudas machlokas between the Baal Mor and the Ran, whether or not a derabanan becomes just a general mitzvah to listen to chachamim, but the maisa I'm still doing is just a maisa of whatever the maisa is, a blowing trumpets, and therefore the hana is hana. Or does the din derabanan become an actual maisa mitzvah? Does it become an actual chepsa shel mitzvah, whereby you would apply the din of mitzvahs lav lehanos nitnu? Okay, so we'll stop here and I'll figure out tomorrow what the schedule is. Rubenstein is going to be giving shiur in a few minutes, and then what is the